Hi, my name is Marshall Stevenson. I'm from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Apprendre inglés gratis con mentionenglés.com y inglespodcast.com.
Hello and welcome all of you to Apprendre Inglés con Resi Craig. It's episode 83. I'm Reza.
And I'm Craig.
Craig, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear it.
How are you?
I'm very well too. Thank you very much.
I'm glad to hear it too, Ray.
And we hope the listeners are very, very well. We hope everybody's very well, in fact. And we welcome all of you, new and old listeners. If you're not familiar with this podcast, let me tell you that it will help you grow your grammar, vocalize your vocabulary, and perfect your pronunciation. Craig and I have over 40 years of teaching experience between us, and we've learned a few tricks in our time. In this episode, we'll be speaking about future plans.
I see what you did there. You used a future form, we'll be speaking about, to introduce this week's topic. Very clever.
Craig is sharp, eh? Craig is sharp. He didn't know I was going to say that, but you can't get anything past him. But I tell you what, let's begin with a little bit of listener feedback. Here is an email from Antonio.
Yes, Antonio wrote to us and says, "Hello, Razor and Craig. I would like to convey you that this is..." Well, convey you sounds a bit formal. I would like to tell you sounds better. "I would like to tell you that this is, in my humble opinion, one of the best podcasts ever on your site." And I should say here that Antonio is speaking about episode 80, in which we spoke about confusing words. Now, you can find that episode at inglespodcast.com/80. Antonio says, "I really appreciate your help. And having said that, I'm not underestimating the rest of your podcasts at all. They're all awesome too." Thank you, Antonio.
Thank you, Antonio. Your humble opinion is always welcome.
Yes. In our humble opinion, your humble opinion is always welcome. He says, "I wish you staying with us, your listener, much longer." I'm not sure what he means there. "I wish you staying with us, your listener, much longer. I hope to listen to you more in the future. I hope to be listening to you more in the future."
I think that's what he means, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Antonio. So, speaking about the future, we did speak about the present continuous, going to and will, back in episode 21. You can find that at inglespodcast.com/21. In this episode, Reza and I will be going a little deeper, con un poco más de profundidad, looking at different forms and ways you can use to speak about the future. So, speaking about the future. Now, we already spoke about the future in episode 21. Specifically, we mentioned and spoke about the present continuous, going to, be going to, and will, for speaking about the future. You can find that at inglespodcast.com/21. Today, we're going to revise present continuous, going to, and will, and also look at some other forms you can use to speak about the future. So let's begin with the simple one, the present simple, Reza. We can use the present simple for something that is scheduled or arranged. Ya que está arreglado. Can you give an example?
Yes, I can. The train to Barcelona leaves tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
The present train simple. Leaves at 9, yes.
It's a timetable.
Mm-hmm. So buses, train timetables, plane timetables, when you speak about your timetable at your school or college, and also shop opening times. What time does the bank open tomorrow? The bank opens at 9, mm-hmm. So that's future with present simple. When do you study French?
Normally, I study French every Monday and Wednesday. And what, but this week, yeah. I only study, I only have class on Wednesday because Monday's a holiday.
So you're studying next Wednesday?
Yeah.
So what time does your lesson start?
It starts at 2 o'clock.
Okay, so that's speaking about next Wednesday. It starts at 2 o'clock, and that's future. What time does your plane leave when you go to Belfast?
I think it leaves at about 5:30 in the evening.
Okay.
That's in a few weeks' time.
So that's future. That's future also. And your birthday is soon. When's your birthday?
My birthday is, in theory, before this podcast, but in reality, 2 days after.
So when people are listening to this, it will already have been in the past. Yes. It will be in the past. Yeah. But if you said my birthday is on Wednesday, that's present simple, the verb to be, but speaking about the future.
Because it's like a timetable. Every year it's at the same time.
Yeah. Good. Any other examples with the present simple?
No, I think we've covered it well.
Okay, let's move on to the present continuous, which we have spoken about before. Let's just revise and go back and remind you of the present continuous. Future plans or arrangements. For example, tomorrow we're having a podcasters meetup. Are you going?
I am.
Good.
And you?
Yes, I am attending.
So we're using present continuous there. We're having a podcasters meetup tomorrow. I think, would you agree that this is the hardest one for all foreigners to grasp? The idea of using present continuous, that's present continuous, for a future arrangement. Foreigners find that hard.
And actually, I think it's used more, the present continuous is used more in English to speak about the future than it is to speak about something that's happening now. Because you don't usually say the man is crossing the road, the birds are flying in the sky, the sun is shining. You don't usually use present continuous to describe something that's happening at the moment, but you use it very often to speak about the future. For example, I'm going away for Christmas this year. I'm going away, present continuous, speaking about the future. What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm visiting my mother in Ireland.
Notice I asked Reza, what are you doing, and not what will you do, which is a common mistake with Spanish speakers. When you use the present continuous, you expect the person to have a plan or an arrangement. I expected Reza to have planned his Christmas. So I'm asking him with the present continuous, what are you doing for Christmas?
Craig could say all his sentences in a different way with different grammar without making a big difference. Instead of saying we're having a podcasters meetup, he could say we're going to have a podcasters meetup. I'm going away for Christmas. He could say I'm going to go away. What are you doing for Christmas? What are you going to do? He could use going to plus infinitive without really changing the meaning much at all.
Yeah, but it's more to say, isn't it? It's more syllables. And because people are lazy,
yeah.
I think instead of saying, are you going to go, they'll just say, you going.
Yeah.
It's easier. It's shorter.
It's shorter, but just to let listeners know, because Spaniards prefer to say going to, because it's more like Spanish. What are you going to do for Christmas? ¿Qué vas ir? ¿Vas
qué vas a hacer?
It's more like Spanish.
Yeah.
So you've got to get used to the idea that we don't always say it like that in English. Sometimes we just use present continuous.
Good point.
But that brings us to the point that they're not absolutely 100% interchangeable, because if I said to you, Bob is a medical student right now. He says he's going to be a doctor. He's going to be. Future? You might think, oh, well, Reza said you could interchange present continuous and going to. Not always. You can't say he's being a doctor. Because it's a future intention. That's what going to is for. Future intention. Whereas present continuous, We're having a podcasters meeting. I'm going away. Present continuous is for future arrangements or plans, which are not exactly always the same, because you could have an intention, but it hasn't been arranged yet. If you're a medical student, it's going to be a long time before you're a doctor. You hope to be a doctor, but it hasn't been arranged yet. It's only an intention. So you must say going to. You cannot use present continuous.
So I can say, for example, in 2016, next year, I'm going to be more organized. That's an intention. I have.
But it hasn't been arranged
yet. I haven't planned exactly. Anything specific.
So it cannot be present continuous. It must be going to in that case.
And when I say I'm going to a podcasters meeting tomorrow, that's a plan.
Yep.
And if I say I'm going to
go
to the meeting, that's the intention.
Yeah, so that's why they're both correct. Okay. From a slightly different perspective, but they both sound fine in that case.
And while we're speaking about going to, then, are there any other situations where we would use be going to speak about the future?
Yes, predictions with evidence.
Predictions like with evidence.
Like, look at that big cloud in the sky. I think it's going to rain. That's not an intention of mine. I cannot rain. It's not a plan or arrangement. I cannot plan or arrange the rain. It's merely my prediction. I see the cloud, so I think it's going to rain.
Look at that stupid idiot on the bicycle. He's going to fall off in a minute. If he's riding dangerously, he's riding the bicycle really badly, maybe he's drunk, he's going to fall off because the evidence is there. Another example with current evidence, I could say, be careful. You're going to spill your coffee. Spill is... I didn't know spill. I thought spill was echar.
No, derramar.
Yeah, I didn't know. Derramar or verter. Another one, to spill. So be careful, you're going to spill your coffee. If there's evidence that somebody maybe is close to spilling the cup, hitting the cup, you could use going to. Another tense that you could use to speak about the future is present perfect. Present perfect. You can use the present perfect to speak about your plans. For example, we've decided to go to Taiwan for Christmas. We have decided to go. Decided plus infinitive. We've settled on Taiwan after all.
Because you were thinking about Hong Kong, weren't you?
We were thinking about different destinations, and we've settled on Taiwan. To settle on means decidirse por, to settle on something. So we've settled on Taiwan. That's present perfect, but with a future meaning. I could use the verb to opt for, optar por. I can say, we've opted for a holiday in Taiwan. We've opted for a holiday in Taiwan. Or we've booked a trip to Taiwan.
So from what I can see, they're all present perfect with the meaning of a decision has been taken.
A decision has been taken now for something that's happening in the future.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to will, to talk about the future in specific situations. And I think you have a few different examples of will, Reza.
Yes, will can be like going to for a prediction. But with will, there's no evidence. So do you remember we said, look at the big cloud in the sky. I think it's going to rain because I have evidence.
Yeah.
What if I said to you, Craig, do you think it will rain next week?
No, I think it'll be sunny. Mm-hmm. It will be sunny. So that's my prediction, but there's no evidence for me to say that. It's just I'm predicting it.
And when you listen to a weather forecast in English, you'll hear them mixed up together for the predictions. They'll say, tomorrow it's going to be cold, but sunny. Next week, it'll be windy. They mix going to and will, depending on how strong the evidence is.
Another example, I'm sure you'll enjoy the film. I'm predicting that you will enjoy it. I'm sure you'll enjoy the film. Will is often contracted I will, I'll, you will, you'll. So it's, sometimes it's difficult to hear.
What about if I said to you, Craig, if you're having difficulty with your homework, I promise I'll help you later. I promise I'll help you later. So I will help.
That's for promises and offers, using will for promises or offers. Actually, I got an email from Guillaume, who will be at the podcasters meeting tomorrow. So that's a promise. He'll be at the meeting. He said, I'll be at the meeting.
What if I said to you, Craig, in a few days, it'll be 2016. It will be. It'll. IT apostrophe LL is the contraction. It'll. Mm-hmm. It'll be 2016. Why use will there?
Well, that's not a promise and it's not a prediction. It's something that is certain, that you're certain will happen.
Right. It's just a fact.
It's a fact.
It's certain. If you don't drink water, you will die. It's a fact. So that's why we use will often in a first conditional, because the result is a certain fact.
What about the use of will to mean to want to or be willing to? Willing to means dispuesto a. So to be willing to do something. I hope you'll come to the meeting tomorrow night. I hope you'll come. Another example, Martin, our friend Martin, said he will help us record a future podcast. So he wants to, he's willing to do it. So that's also a promise, but it's also showing willingness to do something.
What if I arrived in a restaurant? I didn't decide to go in advance. I've just arrived. I've looked at the menu and I say, I'll have the fish. I think I'll eat the fish. I'll have the fish.
That's a decision at the moment, at the time of speaking.
A spontaneous decision. Not planned in advance.
But then when the waiter comes, you'll probably say, I'm going to have the fish. Mm-hmm. Or not necessarily.
Not necessarily. The future is very ambiguous. You might say, I'll have the fish. Or you might say, I'm going to have the fish, because now it's your intention. And it's important to know that the future is very ambiguous. Both sound perfectly good in English there.
Because
I'll have the fish.
That's right. When you're looking at the menu, you could say, I think I'll have the fish. But you could also say, I think I'm going to have the fish. But if you change your mind, it'll be, no, I'll have the steak. Before we continue speaking about the future and speaking about the future, we'd like to tell you about our sponsor, iTalki, because at this time of year, when you're planning the new year, maybe making New Year's resolutions, why not decide to take your English learning seriously and get yourself an online teacher? We recommend iTalki. Reza, could you tell the listener why we think iTalki is a good option for learning online?
I think there are several reasons. One, because it's cheap, it's affordable. Another, because it's very, very convenient. You can learn at home. All you need is a computer or indeed a smartphone. That's it. You're ready to go. It's authentic. You speak to a real person through Skype. It's personal. It's customized. In other words, you choose when you're going to have the lesson. You choose who the teacher is going to be. You look at all the profiles of the teachers who interest you. You find out where they're from, their experience, when they're available. And then you choose the lesson time. If you're happy with that teacher, repeat with them, carry on. If you're looking for something different, try another teacher.
All very, very good points. And at this time of year, if you're thinking of making some change in the new year and planning your English studies going forward, I think iTalki is a good platform to use for a personal English teacher over the internet. So they are offering 100 free credits for people who sign up with us through inglespodcast.com. And to do that, you need to go to inglespodcast.com/italki. That's italki. And we both believe that you will not be disappointed. So we'd like to thank iTalki for sponsoring Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. We'll be right back. Continuing with our future forms, we often...
Back to the future?
Back to the future. Good. We often use verbs like, for example, plan, want, intend, would like, mean, hope, expect. All of those verbs we can use to talk about the future. For example, I'd like to go to a conference in Birmingham next year. I would like to go. That's would like for the future. Let me ask you a question, Reza, with hope. Is there anything you hope to do this year or next year?
Yes, I hope to lose some weight and
me
I
too.
Hope to keep fit.
I plan to lose some weight next year. Often with verbs like this, you'd need an infinitive after the verb. So hope to, plan to, want to, intend to, etc.
Craig, do you expect anything to change in your flat next year?
No, I think we've got the flat the way we like it. So I hope nothing's going to change. What about you?
Oh, I hope I'm finally going to be able to do all the work that needs to be done on my flat.
Going to be able to. Going to be able to do. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you plan changing? What do you intend to change?
I intend to rewire the electricity, change everything, new floors, new windows. I expect to install air conditioning and many other things. Let's see how much money they ask me for, and then I'll tell you what I expect to do, depending on the estimate, el presupuesto.
So apart from work on your flat, is there anything that you intend to buy this year? Next year, I should say. In 2016, is there anything on your list of things to buy?
Yes, a mandolin.
Really?
Yes.
A mandolin?
Yes, I intend to take up the mandolin, to start.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
It's my New Year resolution.
And do you think you'll get it in Belfast or will you get it over here in Spain?
I've seen a few in Valencia that I can buy.
Okay.
It sounds like I'm being, you know, very active and, oh my goodness, this will be a lot of hard work. But actually, no, it's a bit of a lazy option in a way. I already can play the violin a little bit and the mandolin uses exactly the same fingering as the violin.
But you don't use the bow?
No. But the fingers are the same, so I already know what to do with the fingers. So in fact, it's a lazy option.
But a very admirable one, I must say.
What about you? Is there anything you'd hope to buy?
Anything I'd hope to buy next year? Nothing I'd hope to buy, but I do have some equipment here connected to podcasting that I plan to arrange properly because there's some equipment I'm not using. I need to do some tests. I need to do some recording to see the different qualities. So in the new year, I intend to focus on arranging the equipment so that it's better for us to record the podcast. It's more comfortable and will give us better sound quality. Also, moving on to modal verbs, because we can use some modal verbs to speak about the future. For example, may, might, and could. We'd use these modal verbs when we're not sure about the future. Can you think of any examples using may,
yes,
might, and could?
Yes, every single thing we said before, but just put may, might, or could as my example. For example, I might change many things in my flat. I could rewire the flat, anything really. I might meet my friends at the cinema tomorrow. Yeah, anything really.
So it's a modal verb, obviously, plus infinitive without to. Some more examples. I may get more organized next year, or I might continue the same way as this year.
So in this case, may, might, and could, would you say they're interchangeable in this use? In other words, to talk about possibilities in the future.
I think with may and might, but I'm not sure about could, because may and might would be a possibility. But could is something that maybe I have the ability to do, but it's more ability than probability. Do you agree with that?
Okay, that sounds like a good explanation to me.
For example, I've been invited to a meal next week with friends. Now, I could go to the meal next week. It's within my power, but I might not.
Okay.
I might go, I might not go. I could if I wanted to.
You have the ability.
I have the ability to go. I'm just not sure. Mm-hmm. And we can use should if we think something is likely to happen as a strong possibility. For example, Reza and I are recording podcasts at the moment. We should have finished recording these podcasts before lunch.
That's the intention, and we think that's what's going to happen.
We should have finished.
It's likely.
In an hour or two.
It's probable. It's not an obligation. It's not for should, as in you should be a good citizen and help people. That's for obligation. Mm-hmm. That's not the use of should here. Should is for we think it's probable, future probability.
We should be home before midnight tomorrow. We should be home before midnight. Be careful with time words in certain clauses. Words like when, after, and until. We often use a present tense when we talk about the future. So, I'll phone you when I get home. No se dice when I will get home. I will phone you when I get, present simple, when I get home. Can you think of more examples with these time words, Risa?
Yes, with until. I won't order the product, until I know the price.
Mm-hmm.
Until I know, until plus present simple. But I'm talking about the future. But I use present simple verb tense with until.
They're signing the contract after they've spoken with their lawyer. They're signing the contract after they have spoken with their lawyer, not after they will have spoken.
Mm-hmm. It's just present perfect, mm-hmm. not future perfect. Another time expression is before.
Okay.
Remember tomorrow when you visit your grandmother to clean behind your ears before you go, because your grandmother is very fussy about that. Grandmothers like to know that you've cleaned behind your ears. So remember, Craig, to clean behind your ears before you go to your grandmother's tomorrow.
Not before you will go, before you go.
Before you go. Did you used to hear that when you were a kid? Did your mum used to say, clean behind your ears? I don't know why, but my mum said that.
I don't know why. I don't know what the importance was with the ears.
No one ever checked behind my ears. But
we can also use the future continuous instead of the present continuous or instead of going to for emphasis when we're talking about plans, arrangements and intentions in the future. For example, we'll be eating at 2 o'clock. We'll be eating. That's future continuous. We will be eating.
Will plus be plus the ing.
Yeah? Exactly.
Craig, what do you think you will be doing this time next year?
This time next year, I'll be recording another Christmas podcast, I hope.
He'll be recording. Future continuous.
It's often with this time, isn't it? This time next week, this time tomorrow, this time. What will you be doing this time tomorrow?
Yeah. Although it can be for any time. For example, Craig, what will you be doing on Wednesday afternoon?
Yeah. What will you be doing next week on Thursday night? Yeah.
So I would say with future continuous, it goes with a particular time in the future, usually. What do you think you'll be doing next Wednesday? Where will you be going this time next week? It's an action happening at a particular time in the future.
This time tomorrow, I'll be working in the British Council. What will you be doing?
The same.
I'll see you there. Okay, so any more future forms that we haven't spoken about before we move on to actually asking questions about the future?
No, I think we've covered it.
Have we covered anything? Anything else on your list that we haven't?
No.
So then how can you ask people about their plans? How can you ask people about their future plans? Well, one question could be, what are your plans for next year? Or what are your future plans? Reza, what are your plans for next year in general?
As I said earlier, to make improvements to my house.
To take up the mandolin?
Take up the mandolin, and I hope to lose some weight and stay in shape.
How do you intend to lose a few kilos and stay in shape? Do you have any plans around those ideas?
I'm going to cycle more. I cycle a bit at the moment, but not enough.
Me too. I'm going to cycle. I use Valencia BC, so I'm going to use Valencia BC more.
That's the bikes that the town council rents out, yeah?
Very cheap, yeah.
It's a good idea.
It's a good way to get around the city because it's flat. Let me ask you another question about the future. Have you decided what you're doing for Easter or Fias? Or is it too early?
No, for Fias, I've decided for Fias next year and the year after and the year after and the year after and the year after. I've decided to leave Valencia because that's the best thing to do in Fias unless you are a tourist or a Fallero, in my opinion.
Have you decided where you're going next year for Fias?
No, but I just know I'm leaving.
You're leaving.
What about you?
Anywhere.
Fias are great for tourists, and they're great when you fully participate. But if you don't fully participate, you might as well leave. Mm-hmm. If you've already seen Fias many times, like me, because it's a very chaotic time of the year. There's going to be a lot of traffic problems and chaos and roads cut off as ever, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a very big, and it's a very cheap time to travel, so it's a good time to go away. What are you up to next weekend? Up to? We haven't mentioned up to.
What are you up to?
What are you doing?
Ah.
What are you up to? That's very common. What are you up to next weekend?
I'm going to go and see a heavy metal group.
Really?
Called Iron Ties. And hello, by the way, to Maria Jose and all the people who play in Iron Ties.
Do they listen?
Who knows, maybe.
So you're going to a heavy metal concert.
Yeah.
No mandolins there, I suspect.
No, unless they're heavily electrified. What do you think you'll be up to next weekend?
Next weekend, I'm going to see my family in Moraida to see how they're doing and spend some time with them before Christmas because I don't plan to be seeing them over Christmas, during the Christmas period. So I'll be spending, future continuous, I'll be spending a few days with them next weekend. Are you going to carry on podcasting with me next year, Reza?
I hope so. I hope so. So means I hope. Then whatever you said before, I hope that I'm going to continue podcasting with you next year. I'm not going to repeat all that. So I say, I hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope so. If you'll have me.
Me too.
Will you have me?
Definitely.
Will you put up with me? Will you tolerate my nonsense for a little bit longer?
It's nothing less than a pleasure.
You're too kind. You're too kind.
I'll even put up with your singing next year. So now it's your turn to practice your English, and we want you to tell us about your future plans and goals. It's nearly a new year, so what do you intend to do in 2016? Practice your future forms and send us a voice message and tell us what your plans are. You can send your voice message on speakpipe.com, that's speakpipe.com. /Inglês podcast. Or you can send us an email with a comment or question to me. That's Craig@Inglês podcast.com or
to me, Reza@BelfastReza@gmail.com. On next week's episode, we'll be talking about getting married and wedding vocabulary. So that could be interesting.
Yes, why not start off the new year with a happy subject like weddings? So, until next episode, it's a very, very happy new year and a wonderful 2016 from me.
And a happy and prosperous new year from me.
Goodbye. The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later.